The statewide ballot proposition passed by voters last November defines public consumption, but doesn't define public space. That leaves all communities, not just Sitka, scrambling to come up with rules governing where it is legal to smoke or ingest marijuana. Municipal Attorney Robin Kocek has already drafted an ordinance for marijuana. It's based on Sitka's existing rules covering where it's legal to drink.
So the starting point with the statute for alcohol is you can't consume alcohol outside of a building in the area zone central commercial district. You can't consume alcohol in any public street, alley, sidewalk, municipally operated harbor walkways, things like that. So we're looking at the same thing for marijuana.
And this is just the first step. Alaska's statute opens the door to commercialization of marijuana in 2016. City planner Scott Berlinski recently attended a conference sponsored by the Colorado Association of Chiefs of Police. He returned with some specific ideas about where Sitka should go next.
Prohibit the home production of THC extracts using flammable gases or solvents. To prohibit marijuana-infused products which resemble commercial products, especially those which would be attractive to children. To inhibit the gray market, to limit the number of plants like Boulder and Denver have done.
Berlinski said that there had already been 30 home explosions, some fatal, in Colorado as a result of people attempting to extract THC from marijuana plants. Berlinski, Kocek, School Superintendent Mary Wegner, and Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt comprised the panel for the town hall meeting. Sitkins last November approved the marijuana legalization initiative by a 70-30 split. Kocek said these numbers were driving her office toward creating regulations rather than an outright ban, which was proposed in Anchorage and then dropped following the election. About 75 residents attended the meeting. Kocek said she felt they represented opinion along a spectrum between the anti-marijuana propaganda film Reefer Madness and the Devil May Care attitude of Cheech and Chong. Resident Bobby Daniels didn't want the city to presume too much from the election results.
Voting yes because the government's job is not being a nanny, and what people do in the privacy of their own home is their own business, is hugely different than voting yes because you're okay with recreational marijuana use. And I'm just hoping that you come down pretty heavy-handed on the definition of public use, because it will be a lot easier to lighten up those restrictions later on down the road if they are too restrictive to begin with than it will be to tighten up those restrictions down the road if the genie is out of the bottle.
Health advocate Andrea Thomas said she voted yes on the ballot initiative because she felt it was wrong to keep sending people to prison. But now that marijuana will be legal, she wanted to focus attention on another demographic.
I think that something we should keep in mind is how do you prevent kids from starting? There's a lot of research on that, and one is high price. High price, and I think the social norm of that it's not acceptable. So I think not allowing in any public place, bars, clubs, you know, people can have it in their homes, their private, you know, their yards, those kind of things, but I just think public should be out.
Thomas's position on kids had traction with the rest of the audience, but there was a difference of opinion on whether marijuana should be limited to homes. Attorney Denton Pearson said there were rules in Utah at one time for alcohol that might be a model for marijuana.
In order to buy a mixed drink over the counter in Utah, you had to be a member of a private club.
Pearson said that visitors could buy temporary memberships by producing proper identification. There were supporters for this idea and a similar one called the Amsterdam model in the audience. Attorney Robin Kocek wanted to find out how many.
Can we have a show of hands? How many people in the room tonight would be in favor of Sitka having like a private marijuana club or allowing private marijuana clubs? It's about 75 people in here, and I'm not even going to start counting the hands because it's clearly a majority.
It was Kocek last summer who first suggested to the Sitka Assembly that the marijuana initiative, if passed, represented a revenue opportunity. Several people at the town hall spoke in favor of taxing marijuana to support the rehabilitation of people suffering from drug addiction. There's also the possibility of taxing marijuana to support schools. Resident Robert Haddell, a nurse and board member of KCAW, thought this was a problem.
We need money for the schools, but I think there's a real ethical disconnect there. We're encouraging parents to use marijuana so we can afford the schools. I want parents home helping kids doing homework, spending quality time with them, not paying taxes on marijuana.
The attention on schools brought fisherman Eric Jordan to the microphone. He wondered aloud about an issue that did not get much attention during the legalization debate.
Do we have comprehensive drug education programs as part of our health education programs? How are we going to deal with this? Because we're going to be facing a world now, instead of where it's illegal and we're going to ignore it, how are we going to prepare our students for that?
Superintendent Mary Wagner said Sitka schools had never ignored drug issues. The district had routinely participated in studies of high-risk student behaviors and had a good idea across all demographics and achievement levels of what students were doing. But there was a significant gap.
We do not have a K-12 health curriculum, so we may have to take a look and see what we can do to beef things up.
As public meetings go, Sitka's marijuana town hall was cordial. Residents seemed eager to embrace this new freedom responsibly. There was even humor, thanks to local fisherman and author Ron Rao, who contradicted Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt's assertion that law enforcement would crack down on drivers impaired by marijuana. He compared pot smokers to those who get behind the wheel after drinking.
They get in a car, and you want to see how fast it will go. How fast will we take this curve? And somebody in the back will say, faster, faster. You take kids that have been smoking, they're going 25 in a 45. And somebody in the back is saying, slow down, slow down.
Municipal Attorney Robin Kochek anticipated that this would be the first of many similar meetings as Sitka shaped its marijuana laws. Mayor Mim McConnell thanked the crowd for turning out, saying, "We'll work through this and see where we go." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.